Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Gary Taubes's. Sophie, I have to ask, after reading this, have you looked at Asota the same way?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I knew sugar wasn't great, but this book basically argues it's a metabolic poison. And Taubes builds the case like a detective story. He's not just saying sugar is bad, he's showing how it rewires your whole metabolism.
Right? And he starts by challenging the whole calories in, calories out idea. That's the thing that got me. He says that model is basically a tautology, right? It doesn't explain why some people get obese and others don't.
Exactly. The real issue isn't that we eat too much and move too little. It's that the composition of our diet, specifically sugar, messes with our hormones. He focuses on fructose, which is half of table sugar, and the main thing in high fructose corn syrup. Unlike glucose, which every cell can use, fructose is almost exclusively processed in the liver.
And that's where things get nasty. When the liver gets overloaded with fructose, it turns it into fat through a process called de novo lipogenesis. So you end up with fatty liver disease, even in kids. Then that drives insulin resistance, which is the root of type 2 diabetes and a bunch of other problems.
Yeah, and he traces that pathway step by step. It's really striking. He also digs into the history of how the sugar industry manipulated science. In the 1960s, the Sugar Research Foundation paid scientists to downplay the link between sugar and heart disease and blame fat instead. That shaped dietary guidelines for decades.
That part made me angry. I mean, we've been told for years to eat low fat, and what happened? The food industry replaced fat with sugar, and obesity and diabetes rates exploded. Taubes calls it a catastrophic failure.
He does. And he points to epidemiological evidence, like when populations that traditionally ate little sugar, like the Inuit or the Pima Indians, were introduced to a Western diet, they developed obesity and diabetes at staggering rates within a generation. That's hard to explain with just calories.
There's also the famous French paradox, which he reinterprets. The French eat a lot of saturated fat, but have low heart disease rates. The usual explanation is red wine, but Taubes says it's simpler. They consume way less sugar than Americans. Their diet is high in fat and protein, but low in processed sugar.
And then there's the addiction angle. He shows that sugar triggers dopamine in the brain's reward centers, just like drugs of abuse. In animal studies, sugar can be more rewarding than cocaine. So it's not just about willpower, it's a biological hijacking.
That reframes everything. It's not that people are lazy or lack discipline. Their brains are being rewired to crave more sugar. And that craving is reinforced by the metabolic damage that makes them hungrier. It's a vicious cycle.
He also makes a case for sugar's role in cancer, though he's more cautious there. Cancer cells love glucose, and the high insulin levels caused by a sugary diet can stimulate cell growth. So sugar might create the metabolic environment where cancer thrives.
So what's the takeaway? He's not saying moderate your sugar intake. He's saying eliminate it almost entirely. That's radical, but he backs it up with a mountain of evidence.
Right.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
The one thing I'm taking away is that sugar is not just empty calories. It's an active metabolic disruptor. And the science has been there for decades, but the industry buried it.
Yeah, the case is overwhelming. Taubes really makes you see that the only rational response is to treat sugar like a toxin. We'll see you in the next one.